Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, today said he did not want disputes with the West to push Russia behind a new Iron Curtain, and that NATO's alliance role in the Georgia conflict shows the treaty organization is unable to provide security in Europe. Though some politicians and commentators have spoken of a return to the Cold War, the professor of international relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, says the realities of the present situation are far more complex.
History doesn't repeat itself, historians do. And this is slightly what's happening now. The rivalry between the United States and Western Europe and Russia has always been there, but the way in which it is framed today is very different from the Cold War, is very different from the earlier part of the 20th century. What we have now, which makes this difference, is the energy factor, as well as the weapons. In the past, it was mainly weapons. Today, it's energy and the economy. And in one sense, that makes it much easier. I think one would make a mistake to try to put all eggs in one basket and to say we can explain the situation just through ideology, just through the idealist point of view in international relations terms, or we can just explain somebody's actions in terms of realpolitik and realist terms. Both are very important elements driving foreign policy.